I'll talk, as I said, to the Prime Minister shortly, but to another issue that really I think is very, very disturbing. This business about medicinal marijuana. Now, I suppose you can only have some appreciation of this if a member of your family is in this predicament. And you will recall this opened, the whole debate opened on this program in my discussion with Lucy Haslam, the mother of Daniel from Tamworth, who subsequently died. And basically we talked to Daniel about the consequences and the side effects of the medication he was taking. And his predicament was such that he had, apart from everything else, what's called anticipatory nausea. And that is, even to the point where you think about the medication or the chemotherapy, you start vomiting, you can't eat, your body loses its whole body fat, and it's dreadful stuff. And he found that medicinal marijuana was excellent for that, and also for young people with epilepsy. Now, I just wonder why everything moves so slowly. I had Michael Baird on the program 6 months ago now, and he was the first person to say in Australia, when I talked to him and encouraged him, that yes, I'll do something. So he set up a scheme, or so we were told, to exempt the terminally ill from prosecution for possessing up to 15 grams of marijuana, but only a few dozen people have signed up. And new government regulations give police the power to decline to prosecute terminally ill people who sign onto a government register. But since the regulations were changed, New South Wales police, we're told, have never invoked the provision not to prosecute. The Greens MLC John Kay says the government has deliberately not publicised its scheme. He said Mike Baird's happy to reap the political rewards for moving on medical cannabis without delivering. Now, our promised medicinal marijuana trial won't even begin until 2016. And that means no widespread change to the status quo until at least 2017. So parents using medicinal marijuana are breaking the law. How would you like to be? I don't understand. Isn't the golden rule here saying do unto others as? How would you like to be a parent of a child in this predicament when you know medicinal marijuana can provide relief and a government says, well, you'll have to wait till 2017? A paper by the Melbourne University professor, is he some dumbbell, this David Pennington, one of the distinguished medical men in this country, published in the Medical Journal of Australia in January, argued the Baird government's trial is unnecessary and the government should instead simply approve the use of medical marijuana immediately. Now, of course, doctors will be supervising these approvals. But Professor Pennington said, we are behind the times on medical cannabis. He's right. 23 states in the United States have legalized the use of cannabis for medical conditions, as has Canada, Israel, Holland, the Czech Republic. We are way off the pace on this front.